listener production.
Hi, it's Rosie O'Brien with you. Australia, the US and Japan have released a joint statement calling on Beijing to cease military operations around Taiwan. Taipei has accused China of using military vessels and aircraft to carry out simulation attack exercises on the mainland of Taiwan. A tense night awaits with Aussies across the southeast on flood alert. Parts of Victoria's northeast and northern Tassie have warnings out, while Dean Naramore from the Weather Bureau says the New South Wales Riverina is being hit the worst.
Definitely the Riverina and southwest slopes of New South Wales definitely been hit hardest. We saw widespread 50 to 100 plus millimetres of rainfall over the last couple of days. So from Yass, Young, all through some Wagga Wagga as well, looking at, and also Gundagai.
To COVID developments, there's been 89 deaths reported across the country today, 30 of those in New South Wales alone. More than 4,400 infected people are currently being cared for in our hospitals. The Australian Border Force and Federal Police have prevented millions of dollars worth of cocaine from hitting our streets. They seized 700 kilograms of cocaine that was hidden in denim bags inside a shipping container in Sydney. It's valued at just shy of $300 million. Authorities are now trying to work out which group is responsible for the import. And water leaking into an astronaut's helmet has prompted NASA to press the pause button on spacewalks at the International Space Station. South Sydney has thrashed the Warriors 48-10 in their clash on the Sunshine Coast. The Rabbitohs ran in 8 tries. Latrell Mitchell scored 24 points with 2 tries and 8 goals. Next up, Canberra host Penrith. Meantime, Triple M's Mark Geyer says the Sharks will earn bragging rights in tonight's local derby with St George Illawarra.
Basically, Ben Hunt for the Dragons has been their shining light. I like the way the Sharks won last week in Golden Point. Sharkies.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.